Our Daily Bread Publishing presents Peace Through Prayer, Rest and Restoration for Your Soul. Written and narrated by James Banks.
Introduction. Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." When we think about what those words promise and who is actually saying them, they become some of the most welcoming words ever spoken. In a world that is unraveling with anxiety and stress, no one less than Jesus offers us His peace. The peace Jesus offers us is more than just words. It's healing for our hurts and calm for our troubled hearts. It's love and acceptance when others misunderstand us and push us away. It's the freedom of a new identity in Him, defined not by how good we are, but by how good He is. The peace that Jesus gives is a lasting peace. After He promised peace to His followers in John 14:27, He immediately added, "I do not give to you as the world gives." He offers us a peace that the world can't touch or take away, even when our lives are difficult. Still, we may sometimes wonder, if Jesus offers me His peace, why don't I have more of it? The simple answer is that Jesus' peace is not automatic. If someone gives us a gift, we have to put out our hands to receive it. If our hands are busy and filled with other things, we won't be able to hold what we're offered. This book is about opening our hands and our hearts to receive the gift God wants to give us. In it, we'll look at the promises He makes in His Word about His perfect peace. We'll consider practical things we can do each day to receive His peace, especially through the ways we pray. But this isn't a book about 5 easy steps or methods. While we have to receive Jesus' peace, it's not something we make happen if we say the right words or do things just so. God's peace is far more personal than that. It happens through the warmth and love of a relationship with Him, a heart-to-heart interaction that is enjoyed each day through prayer. Jesus means what He says. The peace He offers us really is possible. It's there for the asking, and in the asking, we are blessed. Because when we ask, we meet Him, and in His loving hands, we find everything we need. Chapter 1, Heart First. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen nor even touched, but just felt in the heart. Helen Keller. The horn was loud enough to wake the dead. At least it jolted me awake. Moments earlier, I had pulled into a hotel entry circle when another driver cut in front of me, clearly in a rush. When the car in front of him took too long to let a passenger out, he signaled his displeasure with a long and emphatic blast. The sound reverberated off asphalt and concrete and turned heads for half a block. And then I saw his bumper sticker, "Create Peace." I couldn't help smiling. There's a reason I don't put bumper stickers like that on my car. Too many times I've overreacted or been in too big of a rush behind the wheel in spite of my best efforts to create peace in my own heart and life. Peace can be hard to come by in our never-put-down-your-phone-fit-it-all-in-hooked-on-caffeine-and-social-media world. It seems like anxiety is everywhere, even though technology was supposed to make our lives so much easier. Way back in 1930, the British economist John Maynard Keynes wrote an essay predicting that within a century, technology would make our lives so much easier that we'd only work if we wanted to. At most, just a 3-hour workday and a 15-hour week. But Keynes missed something important. The faster we go...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?